With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Supreme Court is backing President Trump's foreign and spending bill.
The Supreme Court is allowing President Trump to freeze nearly $5 billion in foreign aid funding. The order favors a Justice Department appeal and extends a block on a lower court ruling. It's a victory for the president in his legal disputes over the extent of presidential power. The majority wrote that the high court was not making a final ruling in the case, but that Trump's authority over foreign affairs weighed heavily in its decision. One of the three dissenting justices, Elena Kagan, wrote that at issue is the allocation of power between the executive and Congress over the expenditure of public monies. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Trump administration is telling agencies to prepare large-scale firings of federal workers if the government shuts down.
With the government shutdown looming next week, the White House Budget Office said agencies should consider eliminating positions instead of furloughs. That would be an aggressive departure from past shutdowns when federal workers returned to their jobs. Asked about that plan, President Trump focused on politics instead.
This is all caused by the Democrats. They asked us to do something that's totally unreasonable.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says additional federal law enforcement agents will focus on crime in Memphis starting next week. The governor said that 13 federal agencies will arrive in phases, including the National Guard. He says the National Guard members will not make arrests and will not be armed unless local law enforcement officials request it. He also says they will not declare a state of emergency. Nextar Media Group and Sinclair Broadcast Group have brought Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show back to their local TV stations, ending a days-long TV blackout in dozens of cities. The blackout followed remarks Kimmel made about conservative activist Charlie Kirk's killing. Despite Disney's decision to reinstate him this past Tuesday, Nextar initially continued to preempt the show. This is SRN News. Internationally renowned evangelist, author, and pastor Vadi Bakum has died at the age of 56 after decades of preaching the cause of Christ. In a 2021 interview with Lori Tradup of SRN News, he was asked whether he felt Christians should be more involved in politics.
What is a Christian's responsibility to be informed and be involved?
We also have to be in the world and of the world. I think there's a ditch on both sides of the road. There's a ditch on one side of the road where people are more familiar with their politics than they are with their theology. And there's a ditch on the other side of the road where people's theology doesn't influence or impact their politics. Christ is Lord of all. He's Lord over all, which means that we can't exclude any of those areas of our life, and we can't exclude him for the sake of those areas in our life.
Vadi Bakum passed away at his family's home Thursday. This is SRN News. Stocks are back in positive territory.
Stocks rose on Wall Street Friday and broke a three-day losing streak. The S&P 500 gained 0.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.4%. All three indexes pulled closer to their records set at the start of the week. President Donald Trump's latest tariffs caused waves for some stocks, but not for the broad market. Stocks got some help from a report on inflation that suggested the Federal Reserve may be able to continue cutting interest rates. Such cuts would help justify high prices for stocks after their big rally. Damian Troisi, New York.
It pays less and less to buy and flip a home these days. The typical home flipping profit margin fell in the second quarter to its lowest level since 2008, with a typical return of 25.1% before expenses. That's according to analysis by Atom, which is a real estate data company. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.